There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, 1207 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile on this Monday. Good to have you along as we, as we start the show and probably throughout the show, we'll be talking about what's happening in downtown Mobile right now, trying to get the facts out there. There's been a lot said. I've spent the last hour and a half or so. This is a situation that started probably 2 hours ago. Last hour and a half trying to get some confirmation on different things that have come out on social media. So we'll go through this. Of course, you're a big part of the show, always. So phone line and text line, you got questions or things that you might, you know, might want me to ask as we get these people on the show. We will try that. So the situation, right now, Government Street from, let's talk about this, Government Street from Jackson to the tunnel is shut down. Okay. Now, it was a hard lockdown earlier for Government Plaza, but now it's... heard some kind of semi shutdown for Government Plaza. I'm not exactly sure. From MPD, and I had a conversation here just a few minutes ago with the PIO, Corporal Frazier, with Mobile Police Department, says this is not an active shooter situation. Not an active shooter situation. The situation is contained. It's contained. This is going on there. Next to Government Plaza, across the street from Government Plaza, you've got the Fuse Factory up in that building across the street. The Fuse Factory. You've got nearby. You got the Chamber of Commerce. You've got the probation office there. The narrative, and this is me kind of retelling a bunch of notes I've taken here the last hour in these conversations, that a person, and I think a male here, I think it's a male in a gray Hyundai. Had been reported to authorities that he was shot and in the gray Hyundai near, this is the latest information we have, near Government Plaza there, when first responders, and I'm not sure here if that was MPD, I think it was MPD, but that is not, I don't have that confirmed, but they show up at the gray Hyundai with the person who had been shot attempting to render aid. Okay. At that point, here's where I get two different narratives, because I get one, but now understand the PIO and others I'm talking to are on scene working this situation at Government Plaza as they're talking to me. So some of this can be understood in the fog that's going on. But the narrative that I heard from Mobile Police Department is that when they attempted to render aid to the person in the gray Hyundai, the person pointed the gun at themselves. Now, I have heard that the gun was pointed at officers as well. What I heard was that he pointed the gun at himself. At that point, I think it was MPD, the first responder there, backed away from the vehicle to give the person space. They said, I think that was a note I made here, to give them space. So they stepped back. And then at that point, that's kind of where we are in this situation right now. Mobile Police Department is saying that they have negotiators on scene, and there's not been, and there was no shooting. So let me go through a lot. So that's kind of the narrative. Some of the things, the shooting, there was not a police officer involved shooting, according to the PIO, no police officer shooting. There was no shooting there at that location. Now, there had been reports earlier, somebody had heard gunshot. Police department saying there was no shooting going on at that location. Was there a gunshot somewhere nearby? And then the vehicle drove there? I don't know that. But they're saying there was no It's not an active shooter situation, and it is contained. This is coming from all the authorities down there, not only the police department, the sheriff's department's down there, the marshals are down there. You've got a lot of law enforcement there between Jackson and the tunnel there on Government Street at Government Plaza. So once again, Government Plaza, it had been locked down for until just recently. I heard that there may be some kind of letting some people in and out, because it seems like the situation is across the street from Government Plaza. And once again, that narrative that the person was in this gray Hyundai, MPD comes up. I don't have that for sure, but I think it fits in with everything else. If there's a correction on that, we'll correct it. Officers or somebody come up to render aid. The person in the gray Hyundai points the gun at himself, at which point the officers back off to give space, as they said, in the situation. And now that's why it's a contained situation, they call it. I guess the containing is that person in the vehicle that has the, it's in the vehicle, started the contained situation. MPD said negotiators are on scene, but there's not been a police shooting. I mean, it's quite a sight, too. I mean, you see some of the pictures I've been getting and some of the live video out there, too. You've got so much law enforcement down there. You even have the MRAP, you know, the mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicle, the bulletproof vehicle down there as well. You got to think about the situation. You've got Government Plaza down there. Something happens, and it's so much of government obviously there in one place, the Government Plaza, and so they give it's a commiserate. The response has been commiserate, I guess, with the location there. So that's what we know at this point. There's some of the things that had been coming out over the last hour and a half or two that I addressed with the public information officer from Mobile Police Department, they did not confirm that. So that there's another person, they did said no, there was not another person. So the rumor had gone out, I guess there was a hostage or something like that, that has not been confirmed. That was not even mentioned. Also, the situation with the gun. What I'm getting is that the person pointed the gun at themselves, not at officers. We may get other information, in just a second that changes that. And I got stuff, of course, coming in while I'm trying to talk here. Let me hang out with me for 1 second as I text on one phone and talk into a microphone. See if I can work that out. And this update here from WPMI said, as an ambulance, fire truck, U.S. Marshals, and SWAT team have arrived on scene. Police deployed a robot and drones. Witnesses reported seeing the suspect holding a gun in their own mouth. All right, so that fits in with what the PIO was saying from just a few minutes ago. So there's some people out there saying right now the gun was pointed at officers. The PIO said no, that the gun was pointed at that person. Holding it on themselves, and that's the latest we have on that. We're going to get some updates. I'll tell you what, we're going to run to the break early here because I think we'll get a live update from at the scene here in just a couple minutes. We'll go to a news update and then be right back. More of our coverage of what's going on downtown right here on Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
By 12:17, FM Talk 106.5 and our live coverage of a 2-hour-old situation down on Government Street. If you haven't noticed, if you're trying to get around, shut down from Jackson to the tunnel there. From MPD, like we started off with, this is not an active shooter situation. The situation is contained. Said we'd get a chance to check in from what's going on at Government Plaza down there, and we're checking in with Mobile County District Attorney Ashley Rich, who has been down there, obviously, because that's where the office is. Ashley, thanks for your time.
No problem, Sean. So it is a contained situation at this point. The suspect, for lack of a better term, the individual has barricaded himself in the car. He has shot himself, but he is very much alive, and he continues to hold the gun to his head as if he's going to shoot himself. We have hostage negotiators here, and they're, of course, doing their job, but the scene is contained. The police department is trying to make him come out of the vehicle in a safe manner so as not to endanger anyone out here and give himself up. And that's where we are. So I know that there's a professional from Alta Point that is also talking, or will be talking with him very shortly. We believe he has mental health issues and perhaps substance abuse issues, but he did not have any dealings with, that we know of, with Government Plaza today. It just is a coincidence that this happened in front of Government Plaza.
Okay. Yeah.
Now,
hold on. There we are. Hold on.
Alex,
there we go.
Okay.
Just joining us, talking to Mobile County District Attorney Ashley Bridge, live on scene down at Government Plaza, because that's where the office is. So the shot, the initial gunshot that's been discussed here, that gunshot, that person already had that gunshot when first responders, I don't know if that was MPD or whom, approached the vehicle. Is that what you're hearing?
Yes. That is how 911 was called in the first place, is the individual was shot, and a lawyer here in town came up to him, and he said, "I've been shot." And so that lawyer called 911, and that's how this started.
Okay, and at that point,
then he went in, you know, got inside of his vehicle, and he basically, you know, barricaded himself.
Oh, okay. So when that attorney, the first person to see him, the person was not in that gray Hyundai at that point.
No, not at all.
Okay, and then you said, if I want to go back to this, because I had gotten a little bit of this from PIO at MPD, said that the person then, when approached, pointed the gun at themselves. Is that right?
Yeah.
So the gun was not pointed at law enforcement. It was pointed back at the person here, this male.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then when I've been told that negotiators are there, is that what you were talking about? Somebody from Alta Point? Is that?
Yeah. Yes, we believe the individual has mental health issues, and so they called in a doctor from Alta Point who is attempting to negotiate with him to get him to come out of the vehicle.
Okay, the initial wound, did anybody say where on the body? Or what? I'm just wondering, a couple hours have gone by almost here, if somebody has that gunshot wound.
It is a graze wound.
Okay. All right. It is a grazed wound. What's the effect right now on Government Plaza? Because I heard it was locked down earlier, and then maybe folks at KRG or somewhere, I heard that they were going to let some people in and out. What do you know about that?
No, Government Plaza is in a total lockdown. The elevators are turned off. No one is allowed any movement in Government Plaza due to the fact that this is out front. So all employees are in their offices. They are not allowed to leave. And it is where you were when this started is where you have to stay. So there's no moving in between floors. We have a jury. Today was a trial day. We were supposed to go to trial today. And the jurors are locked down in the 8th floor jury assembly room, and they are not allowed to move or leave. So virtually there's no business being conducted right now at Government Plaza.
And once again, just joining us, Mobile County District Attorney Ashley Rich on with us. The association is... with Government Plaza, it's just that's where it happened to be, right? There's not anything, that's where this went down. It's not, there was no direct link to that person being there for something at Government Plaza.
No, correct. We do not have any indication that he was doing court or had any court hearings or appearances in district court, circuit court, or municipal court.
Yeah, the reports about, you know, how social media is, the reports this morning about gunshots heard, at least in my discussion with MPD, they said there was no gunshot there.
No, there was not. That is correct.
All right. At this point, then, it is still Government Plaza is fully shut down. That's an update there. That's important. And also, the situation, I guess, is contained to the area around that gray Hyundai. Is that when they?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. But no one is allowed to walk within, you know, 2 square blocks of Government Plaza. They are letting people who have came up to pay tickets or, you know, conduct whatever business they were here to conduct, if they are done and they can safely leave, they are letting them leave out the back entrance of Government Plaza. But no employees can come and go or anything like that.
And I guess if it's affecting Government Plaza like that, then across the street, what is it, like Fuse Factory and the probation office and all that, that's all shut down as well.
And that's Community Corrections is over there as well, where probationers check in and all of those things. So all of that shut down. And, you know, we will not have trials today. And as soon as they can let the jurors go, they will let the jurors go for the day today and then bring them all back in the morning. And we'll try to start this day over tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, that's I mean, you finally get them all in there for jury duty, and now you got to try it again.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you for the update here. And if something changes, just text me, and we'll check back in with you. And I appreciate getting some of the facts here laid out, as there's a lot of rumor out there. So thank you.
There are, and there's a lot of misinformation that's floating around. So I appreciate you calling me and wanting to get the facts straight.
There we go. Mobile County District Attorney Ashley Rich, we'll talk soon.
Okay.
All right. So there you go. Update from there at Government Plaza. So the discussion that we had heard, like right when I was coming on the air, that there was some kind of softening of the hard lockdown at Government Plaza. That is not true. That is not true. At least according to District Attorney Ashley Rich. So let's see. Does law enforcement know who it is? You know, I don't know that. I had heard that they had maybe. But here's the problem, and that's, I think that's Supermom. Yeah, Supermom, I'd heard that they had a name, but I can't, until I can get confirmation through MPA, it's just not, I'm not going to just throw stuff out there. So there is something bouncing around, but I don't have that confirmed, so I can't go forward with it. Now, Bill says the side doors at the plaza are open for employees to exit if needed. Okay, so I guess that's, I don't know, because the district attorney just said the elevators aren't working. They shut those down. They've got the jury held back. People can't leave their offices down there right now. But if you're just joining us, this is continuing coverage here at FM Talk 106.5 of the situation going on at Government Plaza, pretty much from Jackson to the tunnel. Not pretty much. From Jackson Street to the tunnel, government is shut down. You just heard Ashley Rich say Government Plaza is shut down. I know across the street there you have the probation office, like we're talking about, and Fuse Factory and all that stuff. I guess those people are shut down there as well. I see my friend Dalton Norwig walking in the studio. Dalton, what do you have?
Right, and as you've noticed on the live feed, it doesn't look like people have moved towards or away from that vehicle they're focused on. But we do have an update from former Lanyap reporter, now courthouse news reporter Gabe Tynes. So I'm not sure if he was already down there at Government mm-hmm. Plaza or if District Attorney Rich already answered this, but he says, here's his latest tweet. It's a suicidal man who arrived at the courthouse/government building with a superficial gunshot wound.
Right. So you heard the district attorney just say, I know that because I was trying to say, been trying to figure out if this person has a gunshot wound. An hour or two's gone by. What's happening? She said a grazing wound.
Okay, grazing wound. So she did answer that. I was trying to listen in while see what's going on. And then the rest you already know. Gabe says, when approached by people wanting to help, he held a gun to his head, threatened to kill himself. Standoff is ongoing. Trials today have been canceled. But
so this goes back to a couple of the pieces of information. It was floating around that he had turned the gun on police. I've now talked to MPD, the PIO for MPD, talked to District Attorney Ashley Rich, who is there, that said the gun was pointed at officers, that the gun was pointed back at the person who is, they're saying, is suicidal, and they had the people down there trying to, I guess the person from Alta Point is coming in if they're not there already, mm-hmm. and they have the negotiators there on scene.
Yeah, and as you mentioned earlier, and District Attorney Rich, any indication that there's another person in the vehicle, they're not saying that that's what's happening.
Yeah, that part of it has not, right, because there was also this idea there was a hostage or somebody else in another vehicle. That, I've had no confirmation of that. Okay. I had denial of that from the people we've talked to.
Yeah, no one is saying that at all. But, I didn't know if the superficial gunshot wound, if that was breaking news or if District Attorney Rich had that, but it sounds like she answered that.
All right, Dalton Norwig in here on Midday Mobile as we're trying to just keep our eyes on this story and get you the latest information. It caused a lot of phones to ring around here and emails to pop when they shut down Government Street. You know, they said, well, what's going on? They're shutting down Government Street. And then all of a sudden, not only do you have MPD there, you have the Sheriff's Department there, you have also Marshals, I think, are there. That MRAP vehicle is there. I mean, you have a huge presence from law enforcement.
Yeah, and you can tell. I'm monitoring several of the news stations around town, and NBC 15 did kind of a faraway shot of the traffic there, and people still kind of driving towards that big mass of blue lights.
Yeah, I guess we got to tell you, if you're right now, you hadn't been clued in on this, and you just kind of checked in right now, if you are heading towards downtown, if you're heading to go through the Bankhead Tunnel, you need to find an alternate route, because from Jackson to the tunnel, both ways, east and westbound, government shut down.
Yeah, you're not going to move through there at any rate of speed with the way things are going now, but Alta Point has played a major role in a lot of these kind of standoffs that we've seen here over the last couple of months, and it does seem like they have everyone, all hands on deck for this one.
All right, we'll keep our eyes on this story. When we come back, we'll give you any updates. And also coming up on today's show, move things around, but that's good. Called an audible, and my crew was good. So at 1 o'clock, Bill Finch is going to join me. My friend Bill Finch, you know him from Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast. He and I are going to talk about Vince Dooley and the legacy of Vince Dooley, and we'll talk very little about football part of his life. What else is there to tell? And get ready. We'll do that when we start the show, second hour. Be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:36, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile on this Monday. We will go back to updates here for the standoff situation in downtown there at Government Plaza. We've talked to District Attorney Ashley Rich just a few minutes ago, plus information from Mobile Police Department Public Information Officer Corporal Frazier. Get more details and your questions from the text line and the phones coming up in just a second. Right now, I want you to say hello to my buddy, David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars. And man, you've got something value priced, and then you got something pretty fancy that just came on the lot. What are those?
Yeah, we got both spectrums today. We've got a little 2004 GMC Canyon, which is the midsize truck, crew cab. A really nice truck. It belonged to a friend of mine. He just traded it in last week. Make a great truck for anybody. I mean, a kid, a grown man, it's just a nice little vehicle. And then we've got a 2016 Land Rover LR4 HFE Luxury Edition, 82,000 miles. It's a two-owner vehicle, really, really nice truck, something you can buy for under 30 grand.
All right, let's talk about coming to find those two, but all the variety of vehicles at LCM Motor Cars. How do we find you?
We're on Highway 90 at Plantation. That's in Theodore, 1 mile south of I-10. You can give us a call, 251-375-0068, or go to the website, lcmmotorcars.com. Both these vehicles will be up and running this afternoon or tomorrow morning.
Thank you, David.
Have a good day, bud.
You too. David McCrary checking in from LCM Motor Cars. And we can grab some calls and also text here. Yep, G-Man says, I hope they can get this resolved without bloodshed and get this poor man some help that he desperately needs. Yep. Then this text, so if this guy lives, all of us get screwed over from work right now and can't do our jobs in downtown Mobile. Can we sue him? Also, will he pay the bill for all these police officers that could be off doing other things? If not, end this MPD. Okay, let's see. And Dalton coming back into to studio here.
Yeah, just a quick update from a caller here who said in their line of work, they're at Government Plaza today. And according to them, at least on the Joe Ackam Street side, Government Plaza coming and going, people in and out.
And I want to go back because the district attorney had said something to that effect, because she was saying for people that were down there maybe in the building paying fines or whatever at that time, they're getting them out the back entrance of the Government Plaza.
Yeah.
But she said, like, the elevators were shut down, the jury floors were, you know, shut down, all the people have to stay in their offices.
This gentleman who called said he's been going riding the elevators. So he says,
so that's changed,
at least according to him, and at least on the Joe Ackam Street side of things, Government Plaza, people are handling business as we speak.
Okay. So there you go. There's an update. But I'll tell you right now, I guess traffic-wise, because we're still watching some of the live feeds here. And speaking of which, I think that must be the drone from Mobile Police Department that's up over the area. But Government Street from, like, Jackson, the tunnel, that's shut down. That area is not moving. So I guess, on foot, but if you're traveling traffic-wise, still not letting somebody in. Let's see. Jimmy in Bay Minette says if the guy was truly suicidal, then wouldn't he point his gun at the police officers? Good. Thank you. People who send me pictures down there. Looks like, yeah, all quiet on Government Street from that perspective here. Where am I looking there? Okay. Yeah, it looks like everything's still shut down traffic-wise there. All right. Any other questions on that? And once again, if you're just joining us, we're talking about the situation that's over 2 hours old now down at Government Plaza. Really, it wasn't. It's near Government Plaza, next to Government Plaza. Like our conversation with District Attorney actually Rich said, it didn't have anything specifically to do with Government Plaza. This person just happened to, I think, be there. There was no gunshot on site. There was no gun pointed at the police. The description, the narrative we heard, and I'm paraphrasing here for the district attorney, was there was an attorney, somebody working down there, walking by. This person was on the street at that point, had the gunshot wound, which she has said was a graze wound, because I was trying to understand how somebody could have a gunshot wound and now 2 hours going by with them still being awake. And she said it was a graze wound that when that person asked if they could help or something to that effect, the person then retreated into the vehicle. When first responders, I guess Mobile Police Department in this case, showed up to try to help the person, at that point they pointed the gun at themselves and the police department backed off. And then this is coming from a public information officer for Mobile Police Department, Corporal Frazier. She says that they're in a it's a contained situation. There's no active shooter, none of that, but a contained situation, and negotiators are on site. Some of those may be MPD. We also heard that somebody from Alta Point, if not more than one person from Alta Point, were coming to talk to the person in the vehicle. So still a big law enforcement presence downtown. It's a SWAT stand. They call it a standoff. I guess it is, because the person's inside the car not coming out, and they're trying to negotiate with them. So I guess that is a standoff in downtown. So as more information comes up on this, or you've got other questions, we can address those when we get any kind of breaking news, or the people get back with us from law enforcement on scene, we'll pass that along as well. All right, which is also cool. The pictures and the text are good. I mean, this is one of the things that makes this a different way to do news, right? That we get contacts with the official folks, and that's important to get that. But then so many of y'all, wherever a story is, it happens to be in downtown today, work or live near wherever these locations are. Because I was going to start off the show. I was going to start the show today before this happened, talk about the tornado stuff, I heard Ben, Dalton this morning talking about her buddy Ben, who had one of the tornadoes that hit in Baldwin County. The only footprint was on their property, but it was one of the tornadoes. So I was going to start with that and get y'all stories on that until this happened. Which, by the way, it was a pretty interesting day on Saturday evening, right? With the amount of severe weather out there, I think it caught a lot of people. They weren't ready for it out there. So yeah, you got pictures of that. I know we've gotten some over the weekend on our social media platforms. If you want to text those into the station as well, phone number is 343-0106. Also, another of the stories I had in my lineup before I had to shift gears here was Jeff mentioned it during his show. I think this one's interesting. We probably can't get to it in depth today on this Halloween, which I didn't even mention it's Halloween. But Jeff's story, this is an old story. So the headline here, Shelby, as in Senator Shelby, Shelby backs federal recognition for Alabama's Mohawk Band of Choctaw Indians, would open the door for more gaming. We have dug into this story over the years on this show, the kind of how the federal government sees, for example, in our area, the Portage Band of Creek Indians, right, and their sovereignty of their land and tribal status, and then the difference with the Mohawk Band. So Jeff writes this, and we can talk about this a little bit, but coming back next hour, I said my buddy Bill Finch is going to join me. We're going to talk about Vince Dooley, who passed away over the weekend. But we'll probably have maybe a little football talk, but there's a whole bunch more to Vince Dooley that we're going to talk about. Also, Mike Bunn from Historic Blakely State Park is going to join me later in the 1 o'clock hour as well. But Jeff writes here, and so I'm saying we'll get more into this going through the week, says, as state government attempts to get a handle on gaming within Alabama, might a new player enter the mix? according to an Associated Press article on Sunday by Jay Reeves, should outgoing U.S. Senator Richard Shelby succeed in getting federal recognition for the Mohawk Band of Choctaw Indians, gaming on their tribal land would come next. Because this has been the big discussion, right? That you had the gaming situation, you know, on sovereign land for the Porch Band of Creek Indians, you know, up at Atmore. What would happen if something like that, that declaration, federal declaration, would be for land along Red Fox Road, if y'all know where I'm talking about, right? And other areas that are part of the where the reservation, the land is for the Mohawk Band of Choctaws. So we'll get into this a little bit more when we come back from the break, and probably a lot more this week. Could we see gaming come that way to Southwest Alabama?
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
Welcome back, Midday Mobile, FM Talk 106.5. Watching the situation downtown as well. And I do want to get an update here. I know that Mobile Police Chief Paul Prine, I guess, has speaking with Nicolette Schleisman from WKRG-TV with an update there. We'll go to that audio here in just a second. Also, reminder, coming up, Bill Finch joins me after 1 o'clock. Be talking about the legacy of Vince Dooley. And yes, and so yes, David and others, I mean, we mentioned it as Jeff was checking out. You know, it's that Brian Harsin's been fired. So there, I just don't see, you know, a big delve into that right now. But yeah, Harsin is out. I think people had texted about how much money. I don't know how much Auburn has spent. It's crazy with the buyout stuff. I mean, all these teams get in this situation. But, like, should we all be so lucky to have a job that the buyout could make it to where you don't have to work again the rest of your life? I mean, what a deal, huh? All right, so we'll go to this audio here. This is Mobile Police Chief Paul Prine with a little bit of update on the situation from downtown.
But we're working to get the individual out of the car so we can get him some help.
What happens in the negotiations right now? Like, what is all going on from y'all's perspective? There's a lot of people out here.
Right. So negotiations are kind of complex. We have to try to figure out who the individual is, try to ascertain what some of the problems are with the individual so we can appeal to whatever the nature is or the situation is. We have made contact. We're in contact with the individual. And so we'll work that angle to the best we can to get the individual out. I can tell you that he is armed. And I can tell you the situation is fluid as we speak today.
Did y'all deliver a phone to him via the robot?
Yeah, so we've taken a lot of tactics and strategies, and getting him a phone is one of those tactics, and we did get him a phone, and so that's how we've been able to make contact with him.
Where's his mindset at right now? Is he pretty calm, aggressive, tense? Can you tell us that information?
Well, I can tell you that, you know, we're really not really sure where his mindset is. He's made some statements. They don't really make a whole lot of sense. And so we don't really know really where his mindset is, if he's having a mental episode or if it's drug induced. We just simply don't know.
Has he asked for anything?
No.
Do you know why he was here?
We don't. You know, as we originally stated to you, we received several calls of a person that was involved in a shooting. To what extent, we didn't know. When officers got on the scene, they made contact with the individual in front of the courthouse. They had seen that he apparently was injured of some sort. To what extent, we don't know. The subject was armed with a weapon, so the officers backed off the scene, in which case we made the decision to call out the SWAT team.
Do y'all know how many officers are out here? You know, there's quite a large response. What other agencies are out here? I know I see Mobile Fire Rescue. Can you give us kind of an update on that?
We do have Mobile Fire Rescue out here, certainly, for the individual. If we can get him into custody and find out where his injuries are, certainly if any of the officers are injured during this incident, incident. But right now it's strictly confined to the Mobile Police Department. And we have quite a number of officers out here of the contingency to include 1st and 3rd precincts as well as Central Precinct officers.
All right. So we'll cut away for just a second. We'll cut away right now till something new comes. That was Mobile Police Chief Paul Prine kind of updating the information we have been talking about this hour with that situation near Government Plaza. And somebody was asking, or several of y'all were asking, you know, why such a big presence? And I do follow what you're saying. That, you know, why so many people out there, we have one person in a vehicle. I kind of guess it's because of its proximity to Government Plaza. And it's probably, this is just a guess, but like if this happens, then this and this happens, right? There's probably some flow chart in law enforcement that says, all right, if there's somebody with a gun within this block, this is what we do first, second, third. I'm guessing. Once again, it's not an active shooter situation. It's a confined situation. You got the person in the vehicle. You heard Chief Prine say they got a phone to him, which probably helps for the discussion and negotiation with this person as they are in that gray Hyundai nearby Government Plaza. So that's what's going on. As more anything more come out on this, I will let you know. Certain buildings, okay, yeah, and back to, I mean, we mentioned that a couple times here. The Government Plaza, while the District Attorney Ashley Rich said it was on hard lockdown, I think that's probably because it applies to her offices or on hard lockdown, the jury on hard lockdown, but they are getting people out the back entrance of Government Plaza right now. So that's a good thing. We'll see how much longer this goes, but it still says a SWAT standoff outside Government Plaza. Yeah, have one person in that vehicle. The other commentary about other people involved, we have not had any confirmation on that. And yes, for David and others on the Auburn thing, he said in hiring the Mississippi State AD, does that mean Mike Leach will be the next coach at Auburn? Don't know. Yellowhammer just put up a story. This came up a second ago. It said Auburn University has parted ways with head football coach Brian Harsin. Harsin's termination comes after months of turmoil that had plagued the football program. Auburn was 9-12 during Harsin's 21-month tenure, including a 4-9 record against SEC opponents. And that gets you fired. I mean, so here's a statement. In announcing the firing, Auburn released the following statement here. It said, Auburn University decided to make a change in the leadership of the Auburn University football program. President Roberts made the decision after a thorough review and evaluation of all aspects of the football program. Auburn will begin an immediate search for a coach that will return the Auburn program to the place where it's consistently competing at the highest levels and representing the winning tradition that is Auburn football. I wonder, end quote, can we go back and search this, Dalton? Is that the exact quote, or pretty close to it, that we get after every time Auburn fires a head coach? The next one, that's the one that's going to return them to where they, at the highest levels, right? Representing the winning tradition. Yeah. Harsin and the university originally agreed to a, here you go. Here's the dollars, y'all. Harsin and the university originally agreed to a 6-year, $31.5 million contract. With the firing, Auburn will owe Harsin $15 million, with $7.5 million due within 30 days. Pay up. It is an amazing thing, the value of a head football coach, that you put deals together like this. And this is, gosh, this is not, Harsin is not new in this, but Auburn has a dang tradition of doing this. I think Dalton or somebody can create, it seems like Auburn does this more, at least in the world that I look at, than any other program. I wonder what, if they paid off, are all the prior coaches paid off on their contracts yet? And wouldn't it be great if you're a butcher, baker, candlestick maker, something like that, to get the gig where, all right, we're going to hire you, but if we, you know, you don't do the job and we fire you, then, well, we'll owe you $7.5 million within 30 days and the other $7.5 million to come, you know, afterwards. I mean, it's pretty... I could go lose games for that kind of money. Absolutely. So there you go. Auburn paying out a bunch of money, and then we'll pay out a bunch more money to find the new coach. They've already paid out money for a new AD, and then they'll pay out more money for a new coach. You think after time? I don't know. I mean, maybe just money ahead and let somebody stay there long enough to try to turn the team around. Right, we'll see what Paul Feinbaum has to say about that in about an hour here on FM Talk 106.5. When I come back, Bill Finch and I talk about the legacy of Vince Dooley right here on Midday Mobile. News is next.